This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And we're coming to you from Villa Park. And it hasn't gone according to plan, as we say once again. Aston Villa 4, Brentford 0, and again, two games in a row. It's like Newcastle, it just went horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. We're 3-0 down after 15 minutes. And listen, what I say though is that we're here to the very end. Still a lot of Bees fans there to the very end, watching our team. But can you imagine, 3-0 down after 15 minutes? You think it's very tempting to leave and go back to the pub. This wasn't a great result. I don't know what went wrong. What went wrong tonight?
Everything. Right from the word go. We didn't wake up. We fell asleep. We were second to everything. We gave all the balls away. Absolutely terrible. I think they must have got hangover.
Listen, I mean, Villa scored again very early on. I mean, they scored lots of goals very early on. We were 3-0 down after 15 minutes. Do you think, again, you talked about us not waking up? Do you think the formation's right? A lot of people are talking about five at the back. It's not working. Ben Mee came out. Maybe he's tired. Maybe he's injured. We don't know. There may be many factors for that.
I don't know. I don't know whether the early goals really just knocked them right out, the confidence, but they just weren't on it at all. Not at all. Nobody seemed to be up for it. I don't know. No, I'm lost for words.
To be fair, back into the game here, like I said, still a lot of Bees fans have stayed till the final whistle. Brentford players have come over, Thomas Frank have come over and applauded the Bees fans for staying to the VAR end after that horrendous display, I'm saying. Coming back to Aston Villa though, because a bit unfortunate for us, because Steven Gerrard left, and from what I heard, he wasn't very well liked. And On the way they played today, that kind of showed, didn't it? Because they were out to prove something.
Yeah, it was always going to happen. You knew they were going to have be fighting for it and got something to prove, didn't they? But yeah, fair play to them.
Didn't go. It just didn't happen for us today, did it?
You can't give a team a 3-0 head start, mate. We didn't. No, 3-0 in the first 10 minutes. Yeah, we literally didn't start until about 15 minutes gone by the time this game over. And I think it's actually really fucking annoying that, you know, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, the effort the fans make to come out here, players need to be switched on from the first minute. Very rare that I criticise this team, but they can't start when they want like that and give the team a 3-0 head start. I'm actually a bit fucking pissed off.
But I'll say also, the other thing is that, you know, okay, we're 3-0 down after 10, 12, whatever it may be, minutes. Also, throughout the whole match, we were second to everything, weren't we?
Yeah, but at 3-0, right, when they started putting some passes together after about 20 minutes, weirdly, I thought, oh, this might not be over, you know? If we score one before half-time, Villa will be riddled with self-doubt, because they haven't been doing too well recently, and maybe we'll get back into it. But I just didn't like the desire, really, to do it. Lots of the balls in the middle. So one team wanted to win the most today, and that was very clear at Villa. It wasn't us. And we can't be losing points on the road like this. This is a winnable game, and that running we got at the end, mate, if we haven't got points on the board in those last six games, keep that in mind.
The Lloydy boy, you come all the way over from Holland, you got a season ticket, and you come over for lots of matches, like all season, not like one or two. You come over for lots of matches this time. First time you beat the Villa Park, and you were very impressed with the Villa Park, first of all, is what I said. At the beginning, before the goals had gone in, you said, look, this is better than Liverpool. You were impressed, weren't you?
Yeah, it's better than Liverpool. Like, Liverpool, Manchester United is famous, but it's Villa Park is better, but being here today is quite shit.
I mean, Brentford today, let's talk about the game. Let's broaden the horizons a little bit now. At the end of the day, we went behind very early on. What do you think went wrong today?
It's the defense and the midfield doesn't work to each other. And it was like so big holes, and it was like bam, 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 go, bam, 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 go. We didn't do anything. Like last week against Chelsea, we played quite well. It looks like we lost all the energy there.
We lost a lot of the energy. I mean, we're talking about losing a lot of energy. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like Brentford are quite known for their energy. But also, it seems that sometimes we play some games where we just lose the plot. Newcastle is one example. I know that you weren't necessarily... Oh, were you Newcastle?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, you flew over from Newcastle as well, from Holland as well. Top boy, so you flew over from Newcastle. This is quite similar to Newcastle, wasn't it?
Same. Really similar. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's awful, but I love to be here with the family, so...
Listen, this game today... sometimes some things just don't go to plan, do they?
Exactly. That's definitely one of those days today, unfortunately.
I mean, what do you think? We're trying to work out what went wrong. I mean, sometimes people get out of bed on the wrong side. Sometimes you're not feeling it. But there was just something that just didn't happen today, was it?
Just nothing came together. There's not a specific thing I can think of. It just didn't work for us today at all. Just poor day at the office.
and the thing is, does that worry you? Because, you know, Newcastle, we had the same thing where, like, we obviously got out of bed on the wrong side. And it just was horribly wrong. And then this is like the next away game. Is it an away thing, or is it in the air? Was it the rain that happened today? I've got no idea.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm not worried. I've got faith in this team. I think we'll just have to bounce back, and hopefully we'll get a good win at home next weekend.
UBs.
Up UBs.
That's it. Right, we've got characters in the house. Characters in the house. Listen, as well, you've just listened. Maybe I'll blame it to you, because you've just flown back from Scandinavia. Right, you've flown back from Denmark, and we've got a massive Danish contingent in here, and maybe you brought back something stinky back from Denmark.
I did actually buy this cap. Buy this cap while I was over there, so maybe
BLS.
Maybe it's got to go.
It should be JLS instead, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I was saying
JLS. Wrong letters.
Indeed.
But listen, what you must have brought back something stinky back from Copenhagen, because look, Thomas Frank and them lot, they've been running things, and then you go to Copenhagen and it all goes horribly wrong. So it's all your fault.
It's definitely all my fault. I apologise to all of the Brentford fans out there.
That's right. But that, other than apologising, tell us what went wrong. What did you make go wrong today?
It's probably my tracksuit. I think I just probably put off all the players. Yeah.
You have got joggers. You've got joggers on.
It's a Danish brand as well.
Yeah,
it's
right. Let's do Ledoux.
All
ruined
the Danish
it.
Fans
fucked
in there. Ledoux. Fucked it all up, mate. Yeah. Fucked it all up. Yeah.
So you're not actually knocking. You're not talking any sense, just like the team out there. We're not talking any sense, are you?
No, none.
I appreciate your input, but I might as well. I've not even got you on this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Delete.
Listen. Tell me. You tell me what went down today.
It was one of those days where we were off the pace on every single aspect of the field. Like there seemed to be a big disconnect between Roslev and Aya on that side, and then we took Zanka off at half time, which just seems a bit weird. Whoever came on, it wouldn't have mattered. It was just one of those days of where no matter what,
like,
you
hokey cokey, yeah?
Hokey cokey, yeah, that's it. Just like one of those days, simply the most basic of passes, and that was the most frustrating thing. The central midfield basic part, quick passing, just didn't even connect. It was a bad day at the office for us, combined with a new manager bounce back for them. So,
which we don't believe in, but obviously it worked.
Which,
I can tell you, they obviously hated Gerrard so much.
Yeah.
so much.
Now we're going to try. Yeah. Now we're going to try. But yeah, it certainly wasn't a good reflection for us. Yeah, it's and I don't think that's a true reflection at all. Onward and upward.
Onwards and upwards. So listen, we're walking through Villa Park here. We're parking past all the Villa fans, walking past the Holt end. No, it's not the Holt end, it's the other end, actually. I'm not quite sure what this stand is. Yeah. So listen, he's giving me directions here. Listen, you got a big result today. I want to say, before I say this as well, I'm not saying this as well, fair play to you as well, but this is the first time you've beaten us since 1947, well, yeah. You know what I'm saying, which is all good. So the bogey team, you got one on the bogey today, but you must be very happy.
Very happy, yeah.
So tell me about this. What I mean, as soon as you got that first goal, tell me.
Mate, nice and early, wasn't it? Nice and early.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's good.
So you got the nice and early goal.
Nice and early goal, and we carried on. It was great. Yeah, it's good.
So tell me, I mean, Steven Gerrard, I mean, we don't know because you've been here. That seemed to be a reaction against Gerrard, was it?
I don't know. It's hard one, wasn't it?
You seem like a Gerrard fan.
I am, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they sacked him. So you're not happy that they sacked him?
Not really. Then they didn't give him enough time, did they?
Well, this is interesting because they've literally gone there and they've actually turned us over.
Yeah.
And I've heard the last game that you weren't really on the money. But still, you think they went a bit early?
I think so. Yeah, I reckon. But they made a good show, didn't they? Put a good show.
Listen, you did a great, put my hand up here. You know, you've done a great show. Like I said, we've had good beers before, and we'll have to get good beers after, but we'd have to wipe that from our memory banks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So listen, you're happy Villa fan. Listen, good luck, good luck to you for the rest of the season. We'll see you back at New Griffith Park.
Enjoy long home. Long drive home. Yeah,
right, listen, nice one there. Vicky. Man. You want to talk to me? Yeah. Villa fan in the house here today. Listen, again, result here today, early goal. Listen, you needed that early goal today because it's been going not particularly great. And I'm just saying, it's not saying disrespectfully, it's not been going particularly great. So that early goal set you up nice, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. Goal.
Yeah, I mean, and tell me about that game. Talk to me through that game.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good performance from everyone.
Talk to me through that game.
I think Dendonka should be a casual starter now. Good player, him.
Okay.
Nice, strong, good player.
Has he not played before? Do you tell me? I mean, I don't know because
he don't really play that much.
So new manager's come in and changed things up a little bit.
No manager yet.
Yeah.
No, Gerrard got sacked. And no manager yet.
So you're not happy with Gerrard?
No.
Really? Why not?
He just was a letdown.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Mings wasn't happy with him, but I mean, I don't know, but Mings obviously wasn't happy with him, was he?
No, Mings wasn't too happy with him, no. But it's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. But you got the result. Yeah. Fair play to you. Fair play to you. It's the Beast fans in the house here. Walk you back with the Beast fans in the house.
Nothing to say.
Listen, Beast fans, you've got plenty to say. Listen, early goal and heads go down and it was horrible, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it weren't good. It weren't good at all. So,
and why? Why?
I don't know, you just didn't turn up.
Listen, Villa's in the house. Listen, all I've got to say to you, Villa, which is all good, first win since 1947. And I'm not saying this disrespectfully, but at the end of the day, we were as shocked as you were to get a win today. Because this is like, what's going on here? I was expecting unicorns to be flying over in the sky.
He predicted 4-0 this morning before we came out.
Did you? Tell you something, what's the lottery numbers?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
Listen, you know that as well. But tell you something, Villa, you got the result today. You got an early, early goal, and that changed everything, didn't it?
We turned up today. That was a good thing. Yeah. You didn't.
No, and we say that as well. We were at Newcastle. We went up to Newcastle a few weeks ago, and we didn't turn up as well. Yeah. And we didn't turn up today, and it seems to be a thing for away games, you know, where we seem to be happy. I mean, we had a great before the match and everything like that. We went to the Barton Arms and we had a wicked, you know what I'm saying? But maybe the players were with us in the Barton Arms and they didn't turn up. Yeah. But we didn't do. But you were on fire today, weren't you?
We were, yeah. I mean, last week we lost against a poor Chelsea side.
Yeah.
We should have won last week and we didn't. But today we did turn up. Was it because the manager had gone?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'd say it was, yeah.
So I do think he'd lost the dressing room.
And I mean, where does it go from here? Because sometimes as well, you get, and I've seen teams, and last season, Everton got a manager bounce, you know, with another ex-England player as well. They got an early manager bounce, but then after that, it wore off, and towards the end of the season, they were lucky to stay in the league. Do you think it's different with Villa?
Yeah,
I do. I think this is the march forward. See what next week brings against Newcastle. That'll be tough. If we can come back with a point, then I'd be happy.
That's right, that's right. And today, I mean, like I said to you, you're coming back there, early goals, bang, 3-0 by half, 3-0 after 15 minutes. I mean, you must have been bouncing.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely.
It was more than shock, to be honest.
More of a shock.
Yeah. Didn't expect it, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, for Brentford fans, to be quite honest with you, we're actually quite happy with 4-0, because to be quite honest with you, it could have been worse.
Could have been, yeah. But then again, we haven't got anybody to finish, really.
you did pretty well today.
Yeah, but again, Watkins had 4 attempts and scored on the 4th one, 4 shots in one go. Your keeper did well, but a bit too hot today, the boys were.
All right. Okay, well, safe journey.
All the best, thank you. Nice, mind you. Cheers. Take care.
Villa fans in the house. We've got the Punjabi Villains here as well. And we were chatting before the game. And I was chatting to a lot of Villa fans before the game. And you were a little bit nervous. A little bit kind of, you didn't know what's going on. But the referee blew that whistle and ping, bang. And all of a sudden, it was all over. Brentford, out the traps. Villa were out the traps. Bang, bang, bang. Before we knew it, we were all, it was all over, wasn't it?
It was. I couldn't believe it. Brand new Villa team. Steven Gerrard, who? And came out of the traps, beautiful formation, you know, having those two sitting midfielders in there with Douglas Luiz and Dendonka.
Dendonka had a cracking game, didn't he?
Absolutely fantastic.
I have to say,
fair play to our new little, you know, interim manager. It took a lot of guts to leave McGinn out and put Dendonka in. But, well, I thought I was watching Brazil at one point.
Yeah. Complete performance by Villa, clean sheet, 4-0, two goals by our main centre forward. A goal for Ollie Watkins. It took him 3 chances to score that goal, but he got it in the end. It was in there.
Yeah. So I have to say,
it's good. Brentford didn't show up either. There wasn't enough test. No. So,
one thing I was most impressed about is we held one of the best strikers in the country at this moment and didn't really give him too much sight on goal. And that, for me, was the biggest bonus of the Villa team today.
And Brentford, I mean, again, you know, Bees fans, I mean, we were... Listen, I mean, you've got to imagine, I was up at Newcastle a few weeks ago, bang, 5-1. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen 5-1, and then I've come down there, bang, 4-0. 2 games away from home, really weird, but then we played Chelsea, and we should have smashed them as well on Wednesday night. Again, that inconsistency that we've got. You've come out here today, I mean, your thoughts on the Bees, I mean, it's difficult because you've seen, you've done a job on us today, but your thoughts?
Well, to be honest, Brentford this year has been absolutely fantastic. No, you know, looking at how, you know, you've got Tony firing. I think Frank has done a great job of getting you guys together, keeping you up. And you're, you know, looking at a mid-table team. Really, really competitive team.
Very competitive team, and apparently strong team with height, physicality, goals, you know. You're a cracking team, man. I think for Villa, anyway, back to us, it's kind of new manager. Manager's just gone out. It was a test for the team. Are they going to come in? Are they going to perform? Where's the energy? And they did really well, man. You can't knock it. We had width, didn't we?
Yeah.
Got wide, strong midfield, strong defence with a clean sheet. It's the best performance I've seen in a long time, certainly this season.
So the question I'll say, and the thing is, it's interesting because we were all drinking together early on before the game. What I'll say to you is, what our people said is, we looked at your side when the teams came out and we went, look at that team. That's a wicked team. That Villa team is a wicked team. And we actually said in the pub, we have got no idea how they were doing so badly. And that's what he said. We said, we could be in trouble today. We said this before as we walked down into the game because we realised this as well with Gerrard going. I said, we could be in trouble. And also he took out McGinn, who I know hasn't been playing to his potential as well. But he hasn't been playing to his potential. So my man's come in. He's recognised what the issues were and he's dealt with it. And we, as Brentford fans, realised that this could have been an issue. But we thought, hopefully, we wouldn't do it. But you just smashed it. But the question I'm going to say to you is that we saw Everton did that as well with their ex-England manager as well. And for the first few games, I think they did all right. But then after that, they dipped off. Do you think that it's going to continue for the Villa?
Well, this is the next step is consistency and effort.
That's right.
So we'll see whether or not we've got the balls to carry on for five, maybe 10 games, isn't it? And we'll see whether the tactics work or if a new manager comes in. But energy, consistency and effort, we'll see. We'll wait and see. But from the signs from today, that's a cracking, complete performance by Villa. That was a great performance.
We've got the players, and I just feel, and I think today showed it, we were suppressed under Gerrard. I feel that the players were told to do a job that they didn't feel very comfortable doing. Today they've gone out, they felt comfortable with their players on around the side of them, in front of them, behind them. They've expressed, like, you've seen that Bailey on the left wing today. I've never seen him do runs like he did today to set up Watkins. Okay, yeah, Watkins needed 3 chances to score. But
But he got his goal, didn't he?
He got his goal. But yes, the consistency level is going to be the thing that's going to hopefully keep us out of a relegation battle.
The press as well. The press from the front. So, yes. Buendia pressing as a number 10. Fantastic. Right. Top to bottom.
Okay. Fair play to you. We're going to go back and we're going to have a drink and then we'll have some food. And then hopefully you come back to New Griffin Park and we'll beat you when we play you there. We're back. We're back here. Bees fans, tell you something. It's about kicking football out of football today. And we've come back to the pub and we are kicking football right out of football because there was no football happened today as far as we're concerned, did it?
No, I mean, that was, well, definitely not from Brentford's side anyway, I don't think. I think we just looked a bit off the pace, and sometimes if you look off the pace, you can get away with it. But Villa are up for it today, and we did not get away with being off the pace today at all.
I mean, we didn't get away with being off the pace. I mean, the match, again, do you think, I mean, they got a very early goal.
Yes.
I mean, obviously they're up for it. I mean, do you think that basically just set the stall out? Because if they hadn't got that early goal, it may have been different because we were just like caught out, weren't we?
I think so. I mean, you know, early two goals, 6 minutes in, two down, that confidence, you could see that running for the whole Villa team. They looked so ready for it. Every ball, they were going for it, defending so well. And I think they found our weak spots early on, which I think today, unfortunately, was Maz Roslev. I feel sorry for him because I like the guy, but he didn't look he didn't look on it today. And they realised early on that was the side to go down. And I think, you know, that really exploited us today.
And again, Brentford, listen, you know, we're talking about Newcastle fluff, talking about Villa fluff, but then, you know, we've done some very good things here. So what are your thoughts overall? I mean, you know, are we a sort of kind of Jekyll and Hyde side, or are we just sometimes just got off days?
I think I'd like to think it's more just off days, but it's hard to tell. I think, you know, with the Chelsea game, we look so good on the Chelsea game, and it's just disappointing to see when we have a game and we look so up for it, then, you know, coming to a game like today and just looking so off the pace as we did. But yeah, we do just seem to be, it depends what Brentford you get on games like today, and I think how we play early on really seems to set the pace. And yeah, so maybe it is with Jekyll and Hyde. I hope we're not, but we'll have to see how the season goes.
Listen, he's back. He's back. Further thoughts.
I'd like to apologise to the listeners for my sweary performance earlier.
That's right.
Lots of four-letter fury.
No, that's fine.
But it was an emotional day.
Yes.
You're
happy with the fury.
Quite a creamy Guinness, and I'm feeling a lot better. But I would like to point out some tactical analysis that I've pondered in the long walk from Villa Park to the beautiful Barton Arms.
Which is a wicked pub.
I wouldn't call it a cup. It's a very nice pub.
Kick football, football.
But. You know what? I think we really missed the organisational skills of Janssen and me today. That defensive unit was so shambolic early on. And Ben Mee, big talker, he controls that team, or doesn't control them, but he guides them, he organises really well, and he really missed that level of organisation. So I don't know if he was injured, I don't know what it was, but we need him back in that unit, I think, ASAP, settle the guys down, organise. If he plays today, we're not starting like that.
Listen, it's just Villa. I'm going to, like I said to you, and I'll put this back before, 1947 is the last time they beat us in the league. So this is, and I think we're probably as shocked as they were because it never happens. But it did happen today, and it wasn't pretty, was it?
No, it wasn't pretty. It was a horrible watch, and Villa, to be honest, they could have had as many as they wanted after that start. They took their foot off the gas, and I've got to thank them for that. They scored with their only attack really in the second half as well. I'm not sure the love for Ollie's still there after the celebrating and doing the knee slide and all that kind of stuff, but he's properly moved on. He did come over and say hello to Woody at the end. Fair play to Thomas and the players. Talking about the end, they came over and clapped all the Brentford fans that had stayed. And didn't shy away, didn't slink off down the tunnel. They fronted up to it because it was a shocking performance by a lot of players there. The intensity wasn't there. I've got to agree with Jimmy, who just said, you know, we missed Ben Mee. I understand why he didn't play, because we were up against a lot of pace today, and Ben Mee's not quick. And there was times against Chelsea where he looked like he was just hanging on in there for speed.
Well, I will say, sorry, and not to interrupt you, but sometimes Laney, you might not be quick, but if you've got positioning, then you, as a defender, an experienced defender, then you can actually kind of you can bat that off a little bit. And I would have thought that maybe Thomas would have, you know, he's gone straight out and just thought he's not fast enough, so I don't want him.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I don't know what the selection. He might have had a knock. He might have just needed a rest. But yeah, I mean, 3-0 down in 13 minutes is just horror show, isn't it? And then you just fear it could go 5-6-7. It didn't do that, thankfully. But you know, I think there was a 3 or 4 incredible saves there by David Raya again. They missed a couple. And there was a couple of good challenges. Yeah, I know, we were just all over the shop. And it was just surprising to see that after the two positive results against Brighton and against Chelsea in midweek. You know, you look at Villa's team, though, and we've said this on the midweek podcast, you know, there's enough to be frightened about. If the spirit's there, if they're set up right, the mentality's right, confidence right, they had the tails up. They obviously hate Steve Gerrard with a passion, players, because they went out there and showed what they could do. Unfortunately, they did it against us. We have to do what we did against Newcastle, take it on the chin, come back, and we've got Wolves next, who they took a hammer in today. Then we've got Nottingham Forest, pedant, and yeah,
very important.
Not to me, it ain't. And yeah, so we need to just like forget about today and get some more points before the break.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on all good podcast channels, and also don't forget to write a review, and also don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer, and also go to our social media platform, besotted.com global as well. We have actually already forgotten about this game, because it was a game for us to forget. We put this behind us, kick football out of football. We're in the Barton Arms. It's absolutely heaving here outside the Barton Arms as well. Really good vibe. Villa fans here, Brentford fans here, all enjoying a beer after the game. They're enjoying it a little bit more than we are, but we will carry on and enjoy it even a little bit more. We're going to win, because next week we're actually playing Wolverhampton Wanderers. Coming down, as we say,
come on,
you beers! You bees. Forget about this nonsense today. You bees.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.